One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Miami, Florida. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make the dates. I have some stuff I have to take care of, but when we rebook, I will let you know.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back. I am Ryan Sickler. You guys know the deal. Thank you for supporting this show. I'm so glad to be able to do another one and come to you with just some fun, quick hitting nostalgia. Very excited to have my guest on the way back, in the way back, ladies and gentlemen, Brad Williams. Welcome to the way back, Brad Williams.
What's up, Mr. Sickler? I believe I'm your first guest. You could see my feet.
Yep, I said to you outside. I was like, Brad, I think you might be the first guest we see the bottom of your shoes.
Now it's authentic.
Yeah.
I should have done a message. I should have done tape on the bottom of them. That would say fuck off.
It reminds me. I wanted to say outside to you in Living Color back in the day when they would clown Arsenio.
Yeah.
And Keenan would be doing Arsenio, and I can't remember who they would have come on. And he lifted up his feet and it said, "Hi, Eddie," because he was always dropping Eddie's name, you know? Hi, Eddie.
But now it's authentic because this is how the kids used to sit in that seat in the back. Oh. I wish I would have known I was doing this because I would have gotten better kicks. These are my Skechers. Hey,
they're
Skechers.
Comfy, bro.
I did a corporate gig for Skechers, and then they started sending me Skechers. I'm not gonna lie, they're comfy as hell.
My daughter wears Skechers. They're good shoes.
I love them.
Skechers.
Yeah, and I actually have like normal Skechers. Not all of them have like lights that blink on.
I
can walk around like a man.
So I always wonder the age of my guests on there because this station wagon seat. Some people, it's funny. I had somebody came on. I was like, "Oh, my grandmom had one," and I'm like, "All right, you're the cutoff.
Yeah,
you're the cutoff age.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So."
Yeah.
You're 40.
Yeah, I'm 40.
You actually have sat in one of these seats.
I have sat in one of these. My mom had an old Oldsmobile that had one of these. It was the station wagon, like a tank.
Yeah,
just a tank of a car. This car, I mean, of course, you know, when I was younger, it seemed bigger. That's the car. That's literally the car.
That's my mom.
That's my mom. Who's that dude? That's not my dad. What's happening? Yeah, that's the car.
Look at it.
That is the car. Oh, my God. That car may have been 39 feet long. It took two hands.
There they are. And they just throw you in the back.
Yeah.
You're just rolling around with cigarette smoke and everything else.
You
look,
start
at, look at those beautiful waybacks.
You just start waving at the cars behind you.
Waving.
Flipping them off, let's be honest. That was the only time you could do the finger.
Mooning, everything else.
Yeah, doing all that. So, yeah, I've sat in this seat before, and always as I got older, I realized that there were people driving behind, because like there were times, right, when mom would want to, you know, go run some errands or whatever, and I had to go with her, and I'd be like, I want to sit in the back seat. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun to sit in the back seat. So my sister would be off doing something else, so it would just be me in the back seat and nobody in the middle seat. So I always thought, man, if any other car sees this, they're like, they hate that kid.
That little bad kid's in trouble.
They're in the kid in the back seat.
So I don't want to make you tell some stories you've told before, but
sure.
We Kirsten was talking about some of the stuff you had done, you had mentioned before. And I do want to hear this because you're the only person that's going to be able to tell this.
Okay.
But you went to dwarf conventions as a kid. Is that
right? Yeah. As a kid, I would go to dwarf conventions.
And what is that? They drop you off? Is it
okay. So for us, it was like the family trip. So dwarf conventions, they get there's an organization called LPA, Little People of America, and every summer there's the big national convention where they choose a city, they take over a hotel. There's over 1,000 little people that go to this hotel. You know, the joke is always like, can you imagine if you're just sitting there, if you're at that hotel, not in the dwarf convention,
yeah,
you like, just show up like, Jesus Christ, like, what is this?
The fuck going
they're
on?
Just like,
what's going on in Anaheim?
Yeah, oh my God, something's in the water. So in 2024, oh, look at that.
It's in Baltimore.
2024, it's in Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore represent. What do they do? Like, what happens?
So like, all right, so here's how they dress it up, man. They dress it up as you go and it's like community and there's workshops, you meet doctors, there's a clothing exchange, there's sporting events, which, by the way, you ever seen a dwarf track meet? Funniest thing in the world.
Is that real? Yes. It's going on inside the convention center?
Yeah, there's a track meet. The track meet, that dude, that 40 yard takes a while. It takes. No one's
gonna have these challenge stories right here.
No one's got stopwatches. You don't need them.
Yeah, you just count out loud.
Count out loud. 1,001, 1,000. You made it.
Oh,
so yeah. But then the real reason why they have them, let's be honest, it's for boning.
Is it?
It's for boning. So you can go there. Find another
see more of your good looking
little person.
Go fuck the shit out of them.
Yeah, because you're gonna be in the friend zone all year.
Yeah.
And then you go to the dwarf convention and you're hot and you just get to lay down some very small pipe.
Oh. So we're gonna be seeing some people get freaky during the week down there.
Oh, huh? I've got stories, bro. I've got stories about laying down some sheets in a bathtub and throwing three little people in there and going nuts.
It just sounds like the STD community
people's
gonna be massive.
That's it. Oh, and like a lot of the younger adults are trying to save some money, so and we're dwarves, we don't take up a lot of space, so we get in the king bed, but we get in there sideways.
How many can you fit?
Oh God,
eight.
You got them lined up like sardines in the bed. If you get the two queen beds, we still fit laying sideways. So you can get the two queen beds, and now you got like double. Oh my God, you can fit so many in one room. It's madness. But so I got a lot of childhood memories of going to all these different cities, going to the dwarf conventions. You play the sports. There's a dance every night. So everyone kind of gets to know each other. Gets a little social. It's great. That's a wonderful childhood memory, is going to all these cities. And my family will go, too, because the joke is always like, oh, do they let tall people in? Yes, we let tall people in. There's not, like, a gate that's like, must be this low.
Yeah,
you know, like
under
you,
the
yeah,
size.
If you can limbo under the sign, you get into the hotel. There's not that. But the only thing they do keep a lookout for are the creepers, because there are some dudes that come in there like, I want the sensation of having sex with a kid, but legal.
Ew, is that right?
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
They got some dwarf fetish people.
Okay, I was thinking the dwarf fetish was specifically for the dwarf fetish, but you're saying some of them are
some
for the
child. Yeah. That's why.
I'm glad I didn't think of that. I'm glad my brain doesn't work that way.
You're a good human. You're a good
person.
I was thinking,
okay, I just want to go fuck a little person, but you're like, no, I want to fuck a little person because.
Yeah, so this is why, Ryan, that, like, because people would ask me, they're like, Brad, do you prefer dwarf women? Do you prefer tall women? I go, I like women that like me, whatever that is, dwarf women, tall women. I've got range, dude. Shortest woman I ever dated was 3'7", tallest woman was 5'11". So I got range. But my only rule with dating a dwarf woman, you got to have a bush.
Really?
Yeah, for
you like
me.
Like a bush.
On a dwarf woman.
Because, okay.
Yeah.
You're okay with.
Because if you shave that.
Clean shaven on a grown, full-size lady, but if not.
No, I can't have two little size twos up here. and look down.
You gotta have a bush.
You gotta have a bush, man. I can't look down and see bald. I
can it be a merkin? Can it be a pussy wig?
Yeah.
Can I take it off later?
Yeah. Because I gotta know.
I'll wear it to the.
Why is
look at that one.
Why is there a picture of Patrick Stewart?
Look at the merkins. I'll just rock one of those for you, Brad, right there.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm cool with that.
I get it, though. I see what you mean.
I just got to know that you're a woman.
I get it, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Vagina wigs, merkin.
Yeah, merkin.
By the way, any young kids listening to this and you're thinking about starting a band, the Vagina Wigs. That's I'd go.
There's definitely a band called the Merkins. I'm sure of it. There's
I'd
no
go
way
see them
there's
at Coachella.
Not.
No problem.
Oh,
I got
God.
That.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. All right, let's talk about. I want to talk about toys and stuff.
Okay.
I came in. You were talking about some stuff.
Toys.
We have a Teddy Ruxpin over there.
Yeah. Dude. Okay. So I was the action figure king, man. I had all right, and I would go through stages. There was the Ninja Turtle stage, of course.
This is my look action figure right here.
Yeah, the guy that makes these made me one, too. They're cool as hell.
Sam. Sam the Hawk Toys. At Sam the Hawk Toys.
Shout
he
out.
Makes great. Yeah,
he does good work. Oh, yeah. I had all those Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
All that. Then also had the G.I. Joes.
Now, real quick. The G.I. Joes, I'm pretty sure I had the same ones you did. Cobra and all those guys.
Yeah, the little ones, not the big ones.
Right. So my older cousins had the big ones that had the, like the ones Eddie Murphy talks about, the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. And it had like a little velvet beard on it and stuff, and they were taller. That's him. Exactly.
There he is.
See the beard and everything?
Yeah.
And he's got a rifle and all that shit. Yeah.
So that's we had the little 80s G.I. Joes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that packaging, man. That packaging.
I had that action figure, that one with the beret.
Yeah, I see that packaging. I just get happy because if I got a G.I. Joe, I knew that was going to be a good afternoon.
Go down to the sailor one right here. I had guy, too.
I love the game like an old school pirate pistol. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a sight
got
on
a
it.
Parrot with
oh,
him too.
My God. Let's teach murder.
He's got the one with the... look, he's got three guns.
Holy shit. He's doing three
He might have one in his hand. He might have four guns in
he's
that
doing
little
three gun, He's doing
USA.
Three gun competitions.
USA.
Head of the curve, G.I. Joe. Did you know anyone that had the aircraft carrier?
I want to say yes. Same kid that had the whole Millennium Falcon, too.
Oh, that asshole. Yeah, like
you son of a bitch, your parents love you.
These things were. This would take up a whole room.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. Nah, I had one thing that was pretty big, like a big tank. But there's so many versions.
There it is.
Of
Look
it.
How big the kids are.
Like it would take me four or five steps to run across that thing. That's just. I just called that a boat.
That's massive, man. That's a massive toy.
Oh, that's a... Dude, whatever kid had that was an asshole. Like, everyone knew.
I don't know. If anyone I knew had it, I don't remember ever playing with that, but they were already over it. It was in the garage over there. You know what I mean?
Done.
Like, it was nobody doing that shit. Skeletor down here from He-Man. That was a good one, too.
Yeah. The two that got me, the two action figure sets that got me... Had like all of the X-Men action figures, but by the way, that theme song slaps. The X-Men theme song, I had like all of these, and then me and my friends even made an X-Men base. Like we took cardboard boxes and we took like pipe cleaners, and when we like made an
Their Hall of Justice or whatever.
Yeah, like it was great.
That's cool.
But the one I never hear anyone talk about, oh man, I had all those. Oh shit. That just looking at that makes me happy. The one that I talk about that no one else talks about, but man, this shit was cool. Exo Squad. Lieutenant J.T. Marsh.
I don't know this toy at all.
Yeah. So it's a little tiny dude, but then they get inside these robots. That have like missiles and guns, and there's a Gatling gun on that motherfucker. Look at that.
Look at
that left hand. Gatling gun.
So you're putting the man into this machine, and then he's operating the machine.
Yeah, like Sigourney Weaver at the end of Alien.
Yes.
Like that. And then there was the aliens that were the bad guys. They were called like the photons or the phetons. that Gatling
gun. You just
gun
made
on
me think of something now. So we would, so Transformers were what popped big, right?
Sure.
But there was an offshoot. They were called
GoBots.
Oh, yeah, dude. GoBots.
GoBots, GoBots, go.
With all the streaming apps out there today, it's easy to end up subscribed and paying for something you don't remember. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions that I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wayback. That's rocketmoney.com/wayback. rocketmoney.com/wayback. One more time. That's rocketmoney.com/wayback. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/wayback, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/wayback to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/wayback.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Look up Red GoBots Lunchbox.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
This lunchbox right here.
Yeah.
Was my younger brother Todd's.
Mm-hmm.
This lunchbox right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Oh, boy.
So we were on the phone with my mom. My mom was just not, she's going to watch this and be like, she's not going to say anything. She was not a good mom. Okay. Terrible mom.
Okay.
Abusive, the whole nine. So I'm on
the
phone.
She made him go to school with a GoBots.
Right. Not Transformers. Not Transformers. Like GoBots.
Too expensive.
So this is giving me trauma right now. So we're on the phone, and I'm asking her to do something, and she's like, no, no, because I said no, no. Mm-hmm. And I hear, now, back in the day, my mom's at work on the phone.
Sure.
I'm on one phone, but my brother's on the other phone over there. You remember you could all pick up and
he's
be on the phone.
In. That was our version of conference
calling.
So he's
talking, I'm talking. Well, he gets his way. Mm-hmm. Yes, Todd. And I'm like, and I go, can I? She's like,
older brother, younger brother?
Younger, of
course. Okay, that's why he got his way. Okay.
And I'm like, and I hear click. Mm-hmm. Well, I think my mom hangs up. Oh. But my brother hung up because he got what he wanted. And I go, bitch. And she goes, oh, you thought I hung up? And I said, oh, my God, I hung up. This lunchbox right here.
Yeah.
My mom came in the house. Picked that up off the table, beat the shit out of that lunchbox right there, bro.
You got beat up by a GoBot.
That
lunch-
red lunchbox that- was all up and down my
is that,
ass.
Is that the lunchbox? Is that why there's a dent in the bottom right?
It's a solid good lunchbox. It didn't come apart or anything. That's a date. Don't make them like that, bro.
Depressing thing I've ever heard.
Beat I got up. My ass. Well, what the
you got your the ass whipped.
You, that's the one, right? I'm going to take that. I'm going to get it on the show and break the shit up.
You got your ass whooped by an...
Hey, look at someone's. It's got that stickers. Might be the one. It's my, that's my blood. That's my blood.
You got your ass beat up by an off-brand lunchbox.
Yeah. Oh, that is so sad.
A, the child abuse. Oh. Of course, that's sad. But the off-brand.
Let's go back
not
to the one.
Not the GoBots. That's like getting beat up with a WCW action figure.
Yeah.
Your mom AEW. Yeah, your mom couldn't afford the Hulk Hogan.
Where's the, what was the, My Buddy?
Oh, the My Buddy commercials?
So, yeah, so I walked in here and you were saying My Buddy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. I was just, because I've been, with the show, I've been going through toys with my daughter. Like, she's got this fairy thing that flies and I'm like, I'm bringing that on the show. I want to show people what you guys are doing now. Like, we didn't do that. And I was saying, Stella, I used to have this thing called My Buddy. And I was like, My Buddy and Me. Yeah. Like, to climb my up a buddy. Tree. She's like, what?
My Buddy.
And I walk in and you say it. And I'm like, yeah.
Wherever I go.
Look at this thing, My Buddy.
He goes, My Buddy. By the way, just a doll.
That's it. That's it.
Just a doll. I'm pretty sure they based Chucky off of this doll. I'm 90%
sure. 90%
sure.
I remember seeing Chucky. I'm like, that's My Buddy with a fucked up head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because what was the Chucky doll called? What is that called? Good Guys. Yeah, it was called Good Guys. That's a knockoff of My Buddy. Mm-hmm. That's straight up, that's My Buddy.
Said the downfall of My Buddy. People got scared.
Yeah, because it looked like Chucky. And then they had the one for the girls called Kid Sister.
Yeah, I didn't know the Kid Sister one. No,
it was the same song. If you go, if you put the songs back to back, it's My Buddy and Me, and then it's Kid Sister and Me. It's the same shit. The guy just... changed three words and got paid twice.
Yep.
Whatever jingle writer that was. So yeah, Kid Sister.
And then we had Cabbage Patch Kids were big. Cabbage Patch Kids. I've talked about this too. Like, well, people died over those. There were people that got stomped to death to go get a Cabbage Patch. Bring up Cabbage Patch Preemie.
Dude.
This fucking Cabbage Patch right here, I know we're going to die from this at some point.
Oh, all right.
We had nothing to smoke weed out of at my grandmother's house after she died, okay?
I was
going
to say.
We're rooting through the basement for anything. Apple, a can, we got nothing.
I was going to say, who beat you with a Cabbage Patch Kid doll, but it's worse.
No, this was us beating ourselves. My brother finds this thing.
Yeah.
He pulls the head off of it. And then the pacifier, it's got a little plastic piece that stops, but he pokes the hole all the way through it. And then he pulled that tuft of hair in.
Yeah.
Poked that out. Now go up to the hair. He pulled that out. So there's a hole there. He packed the weed right in that little thing's mouth, and we were hitting fucking weed out of a Cabbage Patch Preemie's head, bro.
You MacGyver motherfucker.
It's
by the way,
plastic. We're gonna die from that.
By
I'm
the
like,
way,
I'm not doing anything.
The
doing
sad
one.
Part is these things are worth a ton of money now.
A lot
you,
of money.
You could have saved that.
Yeah.
Sold it.
Smoked good, healthy.
Yeah.
Weed.
You got a Brinks truck full of weed for what you sold that Cabbage Patch doll for.
Bring up Munchachi. This is another one I remember.
Right, now,
Munchachi,
now,
Munchachi,
Munchachi,
so soft and cuddly. Put your thumb in the mouth.
Munchachi, you talk about trauma for you. Munchichi for me, that's what.
Nah.
When I got to.
That's what they would call you?
Yeah.
No, Brad.
They call me Munchichi.
I'm sorry.
When I was in elementary school.
There they are, the Munchichis. Look at
they
them.
They look slightly racist. I can't.
They're definitely racist. They are 100% racist.
I can't tell you why exactly.
Yeah, but they
but
are
they're
racist.
But yeah.
Look at the old ones. They're racist too.
The old ones are more racist.
They are so racist. My little brother had one. I remember being like, this thing's cute. Munchachi.
So, like, when I went to elementary school, when I got to first grade.
No, what is that thing?
What
is racist?
That's racist.
What is that?
That's some Netherlands Black Pete shit.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
It's $350.
That's a limited edition for a reason, I guess.
We should buy them and resell them.
Yeah. Go down to parts of the South and be like, you guys want to put this on
Munchachi?
Your. Yeah. So, like, when I was in first grade, the fifth and sixth graders called me Munchichi because they grew up with it.
Yeah.
Munchichi is a little after my time. I didn't know what they were calling me. And then I finally, once YouTube came around, I looked it up. And I'm like, you sons of bitches.
You bastards.
So that was, yeah. So that was my trauma with toys. I was the Munchie G growing up. Yeah, they called me Muggsy Bogues and they called me Munchie G.
Man.
Muggsy Bogues, 5 foot three in the NBA.
He sure was.
But so we talk about theme songs. Like everyone knew like My Buddy theme song, the Kid Sister one stuck in your head. We were talking earlier. Now, I don't know if they had this in Baltimore, because this is definitely like a Southern California toy. Crocodile Mile. Any of your kids have Crocodile Mile?
I don't remember it by name. Let me see what this looks like.
So it's a slip and slide.
Okay, we definitely had slip and slides.
And then at the end, you hit a bump, and then you go into a little tiny pool. But the whole theme song was, you run, you slide, you hit the bump and take a dive. And then there's some guy. Some American that's doing an Australian accent.
Hey, mate, what do you do when you see a crocodile?
You run, you slide, you hit the bump and take a dive.
It's Crocodile Mile, the great new water slide with splashdown pool.
Oi, hey, Crocodile Mile. You know, it's got a big pool for you to land in.
Oh, you go
in.
Through it. I see. Yeah. It's the mouth or something.
Yeah, so you hop, you slam through. By the way, I'm sure these jokes have been done by a million comics, but like all those slip and slides, you laid it down, you put the water on, but then there was always a rock or a hard piece of ground, and man, some kids got fucked up on the ground of that.
Dick Rippers.
Dick Rippers.
Dick Rippers.
Another band name for you, kids. Dick Rippers.
Did you ever have Zips shoes? Check Zips. Watch these.
Zips
things.
Sounds like a racial slur.
Look, go to
Zips. My God.
These kids would run and make a Z in the dirt with their shoe and shit. That was like what it did.
So that was
the big thing. Let's
so when
see.
You ran, it made a Z?
No.
That's how you beat Nike?
You had to make the Z.
It didn't do
anything. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here it goes.
All right. This so Zips. So it's some
Look
guy playing
big
guitar.
Man playing the guitar.
Trying to be
There's
Van
a Zips and stuff.
The types of things that you could say, well, this is what you're going to be able to do. And then we bought that shit based on that. All right. You run. Yeah. It's a shoe.
This kid's got it. Yeah.
All right. That kid's got a club foot.
It does look like a those club things. Foot. It's so dark.
Yeah.
Oh, look how high he can hurdle in those Zips.
That kid is definitely wearing Hokas now.
I got Zips. Here. Oh, shit. Hold on. So, but they used to make a Z in the dirt. I don't know. It's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
And this is the other one I was going to ask you. Click on that, Kirsten. Go right back to where you were.
Oh, kangaroos had the
Did
pocket.
Did you ever have them?
Yeah.
Did you ever have kangaroos?
I had a purple pair of kangaroos.
And they had a little zipper pocket on it.
Yeah. For your weed and a condom.
I never had kangaroos. I never had them.
See, you didn't live, man.
But you know who wore them? Walter Payton wore kangaroos.
Walter Payton
he was
wore
a
kangaroos.
Big sponsor for kangaroos.
And that's sweetness right there.
I mean, you can't argue with that.
So you never put your weed or a condom in your ruse?
My friends would put like their lunch change in there and shit like that.
Lunch change. Okay.
Dude, we had change. It was probably $1.50 for lunch back in the day. I don't even remember what it was.
I'd rock some ruse if those came back. I actually like those.
I bet. Are they out there now? Look up kangaroos. I bet you there's somebody still selling some kangaroos.
If there's a size fours.
Is that your size four?
Yeah, I got some size fours. I'll rock the shit out of it.
Look at that. They got a website. They're still, click it. Let's click it. Oh, shit. We just got hacked.
So they're still there. I can still get some
roots. Original shoes with pockets.
Wow.
You know what? Another one I was looking up, Kirsten, look up British Knights.
BKs. Yeah.
This is one I looked up recently to try to get some BK gear.
Yeah. We had out here, did you guys have
there it is.
LA gear?
Yeah.
Those had the lights in them.
Mm-hmm. I want to say they were the first light ones.
Yeah.
They're still
lighting things up. That's the thing is nowadays, the shoes, only the kids' shoes have the lights in them, which means I can still rock them. But when LA gears came out, grown men were like, check out the lights in my shoes. Look at those. Playing, and like in the commercial, they'd be like playing basketball at night and be like, that's not lighting up the court.
It's lighting up that ACL tear and that fucking Achilles you just popped. This guy's fucking blowing bubbles and shit.
LA gear. Yeah, because you dress like a person a lot. No rich person in LA was wearing LA gear. You think Jack Nicholson was sitting courtside doing coke at the Lakers game with an LA gear shoe? No, not at all.
So, Brad, we got to wrap this up.
Okay.
And get you out of here.
Bunch of 80s toys, man.
Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, dude, it's always fun.
Promote everything you'd like, please.
There you go. BradWilliamsComedy.com. Got a tour coming up in the year 2024. I'm not stopping. I don't even know if I'm going to see my family for an entire year. So come on out. Buy some tickets. Over 70. Whoa, where'd you find that photo of me?
I was going to say, real quick. What would you name this band?
I know what the name of the band is. I know that.
What's the name?
Wow.
Of this? So right now we have a picture of Brad who looks like he's in a band. Is that a band?
Yes.
You're surrounded
that's a band.
By four guys.
Yes.
They're choking you.
I know all their names still. Holy shit. That's Chris Mars Polero.
Go from the left.
That's Big John.
Okay.
The guy. Okay. Fuck. What was the drummer's name?
Corey Feldman.
He had a mullet. And he would
definitely
put
has a mullet.
Stickers from the medicine Accutane because he had bad acne. So if you were on Accutane, they came in these little pill pockets. Every one had a sticker on it with a pregnant lady that was crossed off because it was like, do not take this medicine if you're pregnant or think you're going to be pregnant. He would save those and put them on his drum kit. So he just had a bunch of stickers of X'd out pregnant ladies on his drum kit. Yeah. And I don't know who that is in the hat, but then that's Chris Mars Polero on the far right. And I'm in the band too. The band's name, Up Syndrome. That's real. That's real. You've heard of Down Syndrome, kids.
That's Up Syndrome.
Up right Syndrome. There. I still remember our hit that the crowd would sing along to. It was the Safe Sex song. That's where I would come out and do a rap because I was like the hype man. I was the flavor of the band. I couldn't play an instrument, so I would just come out. So Safe Sex, woo-ha, is the thing to do because it's sex, and that's good. And it's safe. That's good, too. And then I would come out and do a rap. I would go, I'm the B to the R to the A to the D. Pick up the phone. You got a call from Booty. It's time to get it on. Time to get crazy. Got a little dick. Stamina amazing. First things first. No time to rehearse. Give me a rubber before the dwarf burst. I know you're getting horny, baby. That ain't wrong. But before you spread the thighs, condomize this dong. Word
Boom.
To your mother.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Go see Up Syndrome live on tour.
We're not on tour, but man, send me that photo. Holy shit. But yeah, BradWilliamsComedy.com for the tour dates. Watch my new special, Starfish. It's on the website, Veeps, VEEPS.com. Starfish. Go there, get it, watch it, enjoy it. It's different material than I'm touring with right now. But yeah, wow, send me that Up Syndrome photo. Where the fuck did you find that? Were you in my house?
I went further back into your Instagram than you probably should have.
That's me and my buddy Ozzy. That's in high school. I'm playing an old man. It's for a play. Holy crap. All right. Wow. You're going old school with me.
Look at you, Brad.
Yeah, that's like...
Old man, Brad.
That's like 2001. Oh, my God. Oh, that's me, Adam Shawish, and J.K. Fujimoto. Where is that? That's junior high. That's in Washington, D.C. I got blonde hair. I got a sideways baseball cap.
And a Quicksilver.
Because we were going on our Washington, D.C. school trip. I probably needed Accutane because I got a lot of acne in that photo. But yeah, oh my God, the throwback photos. This is like...
That's what we do on the way back, Brad.
That is what I'm rocking. Shout out to J.K. Fujimoto. actually, shout out to Adam Shawish. That kid in the middle, one of the only kids from my junior high school days that found me later in life as a comedian and was like, I've been trying to do stand-up. And I went, cool, open up my show. And he said, no problem. And he did.
Wow.
And I think he did stand-up a few more times after that. So shout out to Adam Shawish. I tell my friends, if you want to try stand-up, if you want to try it, I'll give you an audience. You can open up one of my shows.
You tell your friends that?
Yeah.
I do not tell my friends that. I will Never tell my friends or family that.
You're from Baltimore. Oh.
Oh, thank you, Brad Williams.
Of course, man.
This was a lot of fun. As always, I am Ryan Sickler on all your social media and RyanSickler.com. Come see me on tour, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.